If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Swords, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Reminder today, 7 o'clock, we will have the governor.
The governor.
In studio. Jim Pillen will be with us in studio, so look forward to that about an hour from now. Gentlemen.
Where are you going to sit him?
Right here.
Okay, so I got
the backpack.
We
have to check some headsets.
We'll have to move.
We better do a headset check.
I will do that certainly.
Test
before
one,
that
two.
Is yours
test
working today?
One, two.
That's good today.
I'm working today, but we got to slide one down.
Yes.
So it's really important that test one, two.
I found an unused one here. But I'm not sure if it's bad or if it's just
the governor.
Yeah.
I talked to his security team yesterday.
What did you talk about?
Just the whole procedure. He's under constant surveillance.
He is. So, true. That is true.
He's coming in.
He's got to be here at 7 o'clock.
Will have anything to do with it?
What's that?
Does Will have anything to do with it?
Who's Will?
At Applied Connective.
What's that? That part. Okay. Not in this part. No.
Sorry.
But I guarantee you that the state capitol is
they talked to Applied Connective.
I guarantee Will's in charge of that. What's going on over there like that? Make sure nobody trying to hack in.
Okay, guys. Now, here's the deal. We got to be serious. I have two questions for the governor. So don't. I'm ready for it. You have a couple.
Jake, I have a couple thoughts. Okay. I want to hit him with.
Yes. You don't have questions. You have thoughts.
Yes.
Hey, governor.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on this matter?
You know, question. Just respond. What if we went point counterpoint with a debate? What if all of a sudden
that'd get grisly?
Bill, you have 60 seconds. Steve asked the question.
I'm ready to debate
governor,
with the governor.
The governor. Would you? Can you imagine? The beatdown that I would take.
You're Bethune-Cookman in this one.
Oh, yes. All of a sudden, I'm using the word like unicameral, something like that.
You have a 5'6" return man back there.
Yeah, it would just be.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be something.
The governor's going to be here. And Sean Callahan, by the way, at 8 o'clock. So Sean's upstaged a little bit today.
He kind of is the governor, though, of topics. Sean's involved in a lot of topics.
I will say this. He's heavily involved just in whatever.
He's a news info. Yeah. I couldn't.
He's
very governor like this. Bill
he's Schiff. Sean Schefter. That's what he is. He's Sean Schefter. He's on top of everything.
You don't want to go. I mean, Sean in South Omaha is a bizarre thing to experience because everybody knows him there. And I get that. Who are you? And who's this?
To you, they say that?
Oh, yeah. It's happened many times.
Sip gets to, and who's your friend here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is Steve Sip. We might know him.
He works.
Been around for a while.
He works with me.
Works with me. He's my assistant.
The governor's going to be here. This is a big one. This is a big day.
This is a big day. I was driving in this morning.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, number one, Bill was behind me. I did not run the red light over here.
You guys come the same route?
And I didn't honk at
him. I was surprised about that. I knew it was you. I could tell it was your truck. I was waiting for the honk, but I did not run the red light like I do sometimes over here. Because this light takes forever. There's nobody ever coming.
You will rip through it, huh?
Oh, he does.
But I knew Bill was there. He'd bring it up if I ran it. So I did not run.
You can't let him affect you that way.
Yeah, I feel bad that all of a sudden I'm affecting your daily life. I don't like that at all.
If it wasn't you behind me, a good chance I would have ran the light. But I did not. I looked both ways six times for those who question that. What I do.
I run that light every day.
We're in the same boat here then.
Except if there's somebody behind me.
I was at 17th and L, though, driving here, and I did a double take, and I can confirm what I saw. I saw a man at about 5:41 a.m. walking in a Spider-Man costume on Elf Street.
What if it was Spider-Man?
Might have been.
What if the... That'd have been incredible.
The problem is, though, Bill, here's the problem. He had the Spider-Man outfit on so I could see his head.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to, as I was driving by, I kid you not, put the mask over his head to confirm that that was a Spider-Man outfit. So his head, it was a different, you know, he has his own mask for the head. He's got the whole bodysuit. I saw the man with normal head, and then all of a sudden,
what if
mask on. Spider-Man.
What if all of a sudden at the stoplight we were both at, Jake, all of a sudden, what if we saw Iron Man?
That'd been,
that would have been incredible. Weird. That'd have been incredible.
I saw Spider-Man today.
You asked the question, what if it was Spider-Man?
Oh, no. Do we actually know?
I don't think it was.
Do we actually know there's not a Spider-Man? We don't.
Spider-Man usually, I guess, you know, uses his webs to fly from place. He was walking down L Street.
What if he would have climbed up the Hampton?
Then I would have been curious.
Yeah.
Then I would have been curious.
Just whipped up the Hampton. God, you saw Spider-Man.
I saw Spider-Man outfit.
Was he fit?
No.
Oh.
That's the problem here.
That is the best. The non-fit Spider-Man.
Yeah, this is a
big
guy.
I always think Spider-Man is going to be a pretty fit guy.
That's why. It could be an aging Spider-Man, I suppose.
It seemed like a guy probably in his 30s, a little bit overweight Spider-Man.
Had he been up all night? Was he on a bender, you think?
That I cannot tell. I do not know for sure, but I saw a man, 17th and L, walking this way, like towards, you know, walking west with a Spider-Man outfit on today. So, saw that.
Pretty good.
The double take, I'm glad I did because he put the
hood
on.
That's a pretty good thing to see.
It would be. If I,
good job, Jake.
It took me for a loop.
If I was right by the Quiche restaurant coming in and I saw Spider-Man or going into the Quiche restaurant, that would have been the most incredible.
Maybe it was Spider-Man.
I'll go with you on that.
Someone says that there's a Spider-Man spotting in the Haymarket right now. He might have made it to the Haymarket. That was about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes. He could have made it to the Haymarket by now.
If someone sees him, send him by.
Yeah, send a picture, please.
Please a picture. I'd
or
like
just send him by the studio, too. Just tell him to get over here.
Let him walk by 11th and 0. Absolutely. We want to see him.
If we get the Spider-Man, the governor, and Sean on today, that would be, that's a triple. That's a triple.
The governor. How about the governor being from your hometown?
But I saw he went to Lakeview, though.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I was talking to Sean yesterday about it and he said, you don't really know him. I'm like, no, I don't know him at all. And I didn't know the family and anything like that. And he said, that's because they were at Lakeview. SCOTUS, Lakeview, and Columbus are all kind of, okay, so I'm in a bigger town. And there was Columbus SCOTUS High School, the big school, Columbus High, the A school. And then Lakeview was kind of an outlier. I didn't know anybody from Lakeview.
Oh, you knew somebody. Don't tell me you didn't know anybody from Lakeview. That's hard for me to believe.
Didn't young Ben go to Lakeview?
He did. He was the voice of Lakeview.
Because he didn't know the 7 Mile Corner.
Did I know?
He didn't go that route.
I kind of knew one of their basketball players. But I don't know that.
It is. It's out there ways. Yeah. But that's my.
It's not so much that. It's just another school.
It's on the fringe. It's kind of what would say like the northwest corner, I would say, of Columbus.
I forgot to look up to see. In the media guide, I don't know if we have one around here. Is he listed from Columbus or he might be listed from Platt Center? Mm. I don't think you get. I don't know where he's listed. I don't know if he's listed from Columbus. I forgot to look. Oh, I woke up at 5:32.
That's the guy.
I was going to look it up, and I just that was scary.
Hometown's is Monroe, Nebraska.
Monroe.
How far is that? Where's that at?
9 miles away, I think.
West. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I think it would be east.
East.
Okay. No, you're
west.
Right.
It's west.
No, you're right. God, good job, Bill.
It was on your way to Fullerton.
Good job.
Yeah, be on your way to Fullerton.
Hey, good knowledge.
On your way to Genoa.
To Genoa.
Yes. Good. You might be on your way to Genoa.
Good knowledge.
Well, I follow the governor, and so.
He's listed from Monroe.
It says in the Huskers.com profile. It says hometown, Monroe, Nebraska, but he went to Columbus Lakeview for high school.
And but there were Monroe kids that came to Columbus High, too. So
my first question, if I meet anyone from Columbus, first question immediately, Lakeview SCOTUS High, which one is it? It's the first thing I ask. I want to know.
That's good.
I want to know where it's at.
We have to know.
I mean,
that's a huge
separator.
You have to tell the truth also. SCOTUS is the famous school. That's been the most athletic school. They've won. There's more titles out of SCOTUS than there
is. What the hell are you talking about?
That's true.
Shots were fired.
That's just the facts. Just
No, it's not.
Just Google state championships in football for SCOTUS.
First of all, Class B.
Yeah, so
different class.
Yeah, different class. But
SCOTUS is actually Class C.
I mean, if we played them, we'd be like, "What? Why are we playing SCOTUS?"
Lakeview is Class B. SCOTUS might be Class C or C1.
The school with the most notoriety. It's SCOTUS. That's just what it is.
He's trying to throw hands down here, Sip. It's trying to throw hands.
Why are you doing this? It's not true. No.
Go Discoverers, right? It's your team. Back up your Discoverers.
I just think it's outlandish for you to bring up something that you don't know.
Do you think the governor would get a cake that said happy birthday like that?
Columbus.
Lakeview baseball.
If we got it for it, that'd be great.
Baseball. I don't know. I'm just taken aback by your assessment.
SCOTUS is very
Blitzkrieg says you think it's SCOTUS is C1.
Well,
Lakeview is Class B, SCOTUS is C1.
Yeah, when I was there, it was what? Lakeview's Class B.
Yep.
See, I think it was more like A, B, and C, but SCOTUS.
I think Steve's right on this. If I had to bet, I would bet with that.
Okay,
right,
so they've changed a little bit then.
So yeah, the dynamic
population down at SCOTUS. Give us a report. Why is it?
We want to know that, and we also want to any Spider-Man updates.
Any Spider-Man updates would be great.
Well, I would say this too. I was on a walk the other day at August 1st. This is last Friday.
Okay, what's today?
Halloween is October 31st. I walked by a house that was decked out in Halloween decorations last Friday. They had the massive skeletons trying to scare the people. They had their house all decked out with spiders. I'm like, August 1st.
Was there an inflatable pumpkin of any sort?
Did not see that. It might be coming up
If
here.
They have an inflatable up, that means they're really serious
but
about it.
But they had all the spiders everywhere.
It has to be an inflatable pumpkin. Or inflatable something. The thing is like that, I just did. Borderline despise the holiday. Even call it holiday.
You're interesting today.
Halloween does not interest me.
I would think that would do it for you.
No, not at all.
He hates trunk or treat more than anything. Yeah.
Now, I do love trick or treaters. I think that's awesome.
Okay.
Except for when couple guys show up and they're like 16.
18.
It's like, hey, let it go, man. It's over.
It's over in middle school.
It's over in middle school. That's when it ends. And the trunk or treat, I'll fight you on that one every time.
So you just don't want to dress up.
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, I don't know. It's I'm all of a sudden. Hey, you guys going to the costume party?
No,
I'm not. Actually.
What if Laura wants you to go?
We wouldn't. She wouldn't. She's not a fan either.
Oh, she's not.
No. Really? Moose is a big fan. It's kind of crazy. You run the National Guard, so you're all security. Can you imagine? We could probably talk about that to the governor about that. If he's concerned with the person that's running all the security of Nebraska, the Nebraska National Guard is into costumes and into Halloween.
I think that's a not. I don't think it'd be a problem.
I don't think so, probably either. I was at an event last night and I met that. I don't want to screw his name up, so I get at that. Jason Rohn, and he's the owner of Sports Trip, which is a travel business. He's basically in SNA. I wouldn't
Sports
say
trip.
He moves teams. Okay. Is what he does.
Oh,
but it was incredible talking to him because guess what? He's a breaker. Drives by every day. About 6:42. Drives by every day. I just met him. He goes. Oh, I know who you are. Right. I listen to you. I listen to you guys every day.
Jason Rohn.
Yeah.
Jason Rohn.
Make sure I have it correct. Jason. Text him if I screwed that up.
I hope does he ever wave?
What's that? Well, I told him to honk and wave today if possible. So he's don't hear the honk, but we'll catch the wave.
We can't hear the honk.
But if you really want us to notice you, drive by with the window to the driver's side to us and be smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
If he's smoking
a
heater.
We don't miss any of those.
We don't miss those very often like that.
Surprising amount of people are smoking.
Smoking that with that. You want the cigarette out the window.
I thought it was a fad that died. It's not fad.
Oh, it's still here.
It's strong.
It's kicked up again.
Yeah, it's strong.
If it was a fad.
Yeah, it's really strong. So
it's nice to see that out there. Yeah.
But it was just nice to all of a sudden someone's like, oh, wow, you listen to the show. And guess what he's from? From Lincoln.
We have a Lincoln. Well,
no, you're kidding me.
One of our six Lincoln
listeners.
Might
be up to seven.
Yeah, it might be up to seven.
Might
Thank
get to
you.
10 here pretty soon.
We have a lot in Montana.
Yeah, we have Montana.
Strange amount in Des Moines.
Des Moines people.
Chattanooga.
Colorado represents a lot.
A lot. Texas.
But Lincoln, we just don't see a lot of Lincoln on the Texas.
We just can't get into Lincoln at all.
Can't get into that market. We're trying to get into it.
We'll do better.
It's just a quirk.
Be better.
So Jason Rohn. Hey, by the way, I like that business.
Yeah.
Sports trip. Moving sports teams.
He did. He was kind of funny, too. You know when he bought it? He bought a travel company about a month before shutdown of COVID. It's like, great time.
Why are we laughing?
Great, but great timing. What do you do? I put people in airports. Yeah, that's going well.
Wonderful.
Did you guys ever hit an airport? I hit one coming back from it when things were like shutting down to the highest extent. And I went through Houston to fly back to Omaha. And I mean, it was unbelievable.
Ghost town.
I was like walking around. Everybody, the people you saw were in masks. Freaky. And it was like, but there was like, you're in Houston International and there's like 12 people.
I don't.
At like 10:30 in the morning. That was bizarro world.
I don't remember.
I flew it all in COVID.
I flew because we went to all those games.
You went to some games. Yeah, I did not go to.
The thing games. I remember is landing in Evanston. And Evanston's actually, have you ever been to Evanston? Like that city proper?
I actually have.
It's kind of a city. It's weird.
It's kind of a city. I'd use the word eclectic also.
That's a nice word.
Eclectic. Yeah, it was a little bit eclectic. But there's when we drove into Evanston, I was shocked that it looked like there's nobody there. There's nobody there. Like there's nobody out.
There's never been a game watching film that was more intriguing than Northwestern. So in between plays, Jake, on the film and John, that they show a scoreboard.
Okay.
This wasn't their main. There's this more like a little end zone one. Okay. And they would show it.
Cool.
And then as they showed it right there, right behind it, within maybe 20 yards, there's a house and a street. And you see cars just driving by.
Yeah,
I mean, driving by. That is mesmerizing.
It's a neighborhood.
It's a neighborhood.
It's very strange.
It's in a neighborhood. And then you see people like walking their dog. And the game's going on.
I remember the parking there was odd. You're just parking on the street everywhere at Evanston.
Yeah, it's landlocked.
You're right, though. You're right. It is in a neighborhood, now that I'm thinking about it.
Thank you for being a listener, Jason.
Yeah, yes. Jasa.
Sports trip. Sports!
Jake saw Spider-Man.
I did. He might be in the Haymarket right now, per somebody else living there.
That'd be exciting.
Spider-Man costume on August whatever.
August 6th, yeah, at 5:42 a.m. And I saw his face, and the mask went on.
So Jake sat at the light because you were behind him. Otherwise, we would have went through it.
Yes. I did.
That's an interesting psychological.
I ran a different one, though, over here, though.
What are you running a bunch of red lights?
There's one over
for?
Here that takes an hour and a half to turn green.
Is it like, just
some
me,
sort
though,
of weird trigger?
When you
thing.
Know even that you're going, hey, the light's not working. It's been red for way too long. You know it's not. And you're going, okay, I'm going to run. I got to go.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards Program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's still this nervousness, like that you're gonna all of a sudden run through the light, and you're gonna run over like nine people and hit a bus, and you know there's no one even close, and it's like 4 a.m.
Or a random cop.
You're right.
That is a phenomenon. You have that feeling of it. It's like okay, this doesn't feel right. Okay, I'm gonna do. Then when you get through, it's like
looking around.
You're looking around like .
Okay, this one right over here is the one you go through. It's
this one, and then there's one over here as well.
The one over here can go on forever. Oh, I buzzed that one a few times. Yeah,
I buzz it, but if there's somebody behind me, I don't.
I did today.
Because I think the thought of that person is, okay, you're going to just go right through that, huh?
Yep.
So if there's somebody.
They report you.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Get your license plate and say, hey, this person ran a red.
It's more just you don't want to be judged. You know, so I just wait it out.
I was talking to the Baldwin shop when we had donuts the other day. And he brought when Brad brought him in, and he brought something up that was incredible. So I want Brad to get full credit because I just kind of had forgot about it. It would have made Bill's thrills, but I wasn't upset that Brad brought it up at all because he wasn't like he was trying to bring up something. Hey, you should do this for Bill's thrills. He didn't say that. They used to have everyone drove around, especially in small towns. You had a license plate book. There was a book of license plates.
Ooh.
Absolutely, back in the
'70s. Never heard of that
before. Oh yeah, there was a license plate book. So if you saw somebody, all of a sudden it's 72 County, G9441.
You could get that person.
You could just, I
don't remember.
You could just pull it. You could just go to your book.
I'm sure you're
look
right.
That's the Haneys. Yeah, that's Tom Haney.
Ooh.
That's who that is. You also do some detective work.
I know.
So my point is, if you ran the light, someone could grab a book. Be like,
Simple. Run out,
Class A Columbus.
Out running red lights.
Sports writer of the year, but still does this. I wonder if
probably go to hell.
Yeah. Bedamned.
All but damned.
All but damned. Got an ice cream machine.
But damn.
Yeah.
Thank you to Rich Rod. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
So last night, let's just bring it. Here's what you're getting with Joey. Okay, I want to bring this
I'm
up.
I'm listening.
I want here. This is what you're getting when you decide you want to get involved in this world and who you can count on in tough times. I'm going to go to this real quick. Just give me 2 seconds.
No, you're fine.
I've got this thing wrapped up right there. Okay. At 8, I we played text, and I tried to call Joey. At 8:17, I called, and it didn't pick up. I get a text message right back, 1.5 miles to go, and then when I get done, I'll make sure and get a hold of you. He was out, when I said 1.5 miles to go, he was out working. He was spraying. And at 8:17, he goes, hey, I got about 1.5 miles of work, then I'll give you a call after that.
Last night.
Yeah, 8:17. So that means he wrapped up somewhere. He probably got done with putting everything away around 10.
Probably sleeping in, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Doubt it.
Right now.
Zero chance.
Today.
Zero chance.
Joey.
No. Joey, that's what you're going to get.
738egg.com.
Yeah. Joey's in his prime.
He's in his prime right now, exactly.
Yesterday, we heard from John Butler and Addison Williams speaking after practice, and interesting audio when you asked some questions to John Butler.
Is there any sort of preconceived things that they should think about when they hear this, Jake?
What is it?
Well,
it's possible you're overreacting.
I don't know. I listened back to the audio, all the quotes. I thought that two questions you had, he got a little testy more than anything else.
Snippy.
Would you agree? You were in the room.
Well, I know. I mean, he cut off the first one. I think he knew it was coming.
Is that about the narrative or is that about the
narrative?
Okay.
So I think he knew, he had to know this was coming. I wondered actually if he was listening maybe to the show.
Well, we said. Could be.
Because we said, one question I'd have is, do you hear this narrative about the vulnerability of the D-line? People think it might be vulnerable, and do you talk to the player? And then he cut it off.
Well,
talk to the players about it.
Let's hear it live. The question and the answer.
See, judge for yourself if he was, he snippy to me?
Let's hear it.
John Butler.
Do you talk to those guys at all, John, about the narrative, you know, the kind of...
No. No, I would say no. We don't, like, I don't want to interrupt you. I apologize, but we don't care what anybody else says outside of this building. We really don't even address that there is a narrative. Now, we're not fools. We realize that these kids, you know, they're on social media and they have people in their ears, but our message to them is constantly about what we do on a daily basis, you know, detailing and kind of highlighting their performance and then their development and improvement so they can see it as they're getting better, where they were here and where they are now, and then where they obviously need to be. But, you know, what the outside says about any of us really doesn't have an impact on what we're doing. What has an impact on what we're doing is what we're doing here every single day about our execution, our physicality, our techniques, our ability to finish plays, and our ability to, you know, develop players and get them to believe.
That did not sound snippy to me.
That was a little,
off the bat.
The best thing I would say is there was a preconceived knowledge of your question.
Agreed.
Seemed like
coming with that. This has Keith Mann written all over it. Could be Keith Mann. Keith Mann probably.
You're on your screws today.
He heard,
except for that SCOTUS comment, which was odd.
He heard it.
Because
you talked about on air what you were going to ask. And probably was like that because Keith Mann is a pro. We probably said, hey, FYI, you're probably going to hear, just so you know, if you're going to hear this, this is going to come up. But it wasn't a question of any sort. First of all, you weren't the one saying that, you know, that is the narrative that's out there.
Oh, 100.
And so that's been discussed by that. So your question was not at all out of line.
Thank you.
Not out of line.
There was one more question that you asked about the battle between the offensive and defensive line.
Okay, so now, what was the question?
Well, here's the question. You ready?
Oh, you got it.
We'll play it for you. Here's the question. I thought this was the one you got a little more testy on. Here's Sip to John Butler yesterday.
That's a big veteran offensive line. How would you characterize those battles between the offensive line and your D line?
I wouldn't disagree with your – I mean, I don't really – it's not my job to give an evaluation of the offensive line, but I would say that they are big and they're good, and I think that's good for us. Because obviously the better competition you go against at every position across the field, the better your players are going to get. You know, I think our offensive line does a very good job of working together as a unit. And therefore, we have to combat that with how we're, you know, whether we're executing movements, whether we're executing blitzes, whether we're playing base techniques. I think going up against a strong unit like that every day can only improve that competitive stamina you just mentioned, that toughness that we're trying to build, that physicality. Because at the end of the day, I think that, you know, if practice is the hardest thing you're doing, when you go into the games, you're going to have, you know, an opportunity for success. So it's great that, you know, I really feel like we're competing at a high level at every position, receivers versus DBs, running backs versus linebackers, O-line versus our front seven. You know, I think that's been a great competitive aspect of our program over the last eight practices that I think is just going to get us ready for the first game and then every game.
It's a fair comment, but the first thing you said was about your evaluation of the line. Right here.
Let's hear it again.
I wouldn't disagree with your – I mean, I don't really – it's not my job to give an evaluation of the offensive line, but I would say that they are.
I was a little – yeah, I don't
anyway. – I think – am I wrong?
He answered the question, so.
But all you were really asking, like, was how's the battle between the
two? I wanted more of a characterization of the battle.
Yeah, no, you weren't asking about the O-line.
No.
I didn't feel like. You weren't asking for an evaluation of the O-line at all. You were just asking.
Right.
For what is the competition like?
What's it like? That's what I was trying to
just wanted to know an answer.
Yeah, that's what it's like. But anyway,
Did it feel tense to you?
Not terribly. I think I'm a bit of an irritant. I get that. I can irritate coaches. I don't know that I ever irritate. Well, I know I irritated you one time on the Rock at Shoemakers.
Can't forget that.
That was an irritating.
I don't see it as irritating.
You don't?
No, and then don't you? And also, like I said, when it comes to programs, and we already talked about fan base, you know, Neuheisel says on his show that it's the number one fan base in the country, and man, no one really pushed back on that.
For football.
The fan base is loyal. It's the, you know, it's incredible. You have that. You have Memorial Stadium. You have the crowd. You have the sellouts. You have facilities. You have money. You have everything that's going on with that. So you have such a, you know, high expectation all the way across the board. And so having those, it's normal to have those questions that you were.
And it's a friendly media corps, is what you're going to say.
That's what I was getting to.
And I would say it is.
Yes, it's a very friendly, for everything there is, just try having to go through some of the things. Just try it at Auburn. See what it's like. See what the questions are like and things. So
it's a big media corps here, but it is friendly.
It was one of those times I've never went to and I did a lot of press conferences at Nebraska. Everyone there going like, oh man, buckle up, here we go. It's like, well, they're going to ask you a question that's like, even though it's like, they ask it so nice when they're trying not to be. It's like, I know that, you know, they lead off that way. He's like, I understand, coach, that this is a situation, but would you, or most places like that, can you please tell me why you failed on third down?
Oh, you get that places.
I mean, it's brutal. It's not brutal here.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be brutal at other places. But yeah, that was not too bad. Not too bad.
It seemed better this morning. I thought when I listened live, it seemed a little bit more tense than that.
I didn't feel a lot of tension. So I was interested.
I felt tension. I was listening to it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little tension there.
There's a little bit of tension. Maybe not a lot, but now, there's definitely some tension.
So after the question, did like Chattel give you the damn? Steve.
Nobody did.
With the hand up.
Nobody said anything.
No, look like that.
Nobody looked at me.
Mitch
funny.
Sherman wasn't like afterwards kind of walking by like whoa.
Got a little dicey in there.
Kind of a tough day for you, Steve.
Hey, how's that going? I know. I hear you, Sherman. I know.
We've all been there, Sip.
Yeah.
Hold your ground.
You got it, man. You got this.
I just scurried back and wrote a story. There's nothing like that. Anything else from John Butler? John Butler.
Anything that you thought was of interest from him?
Yeah, the last part about Ochoa. I try to tell people Jordan Ochoa is a player. Nobody ever listens. He's a walk-on from Castle Rock, Colorado. Nothing on that? It was the last question. It was Mike Schaefer's question.
I heard the question.
And it, I don't, Schaaf was there.
I don't see the word Ochoa in my list. That's it's okay.
His first name's Jordan.
I know that. Not on here. It's fine.
Okay. Well, let me.
Did you talk to Schaaf?
Oh, people would like to hear what he said about Winery.
I have that.
Williams. John, see, this bill was a question about the transfer, Missouri transfer. This was actually probably the most interesting thing he said. Butler, John. About.
I think he's getting better. You know, I think he's a player that I guess I would say that when I was coaching the secondary, I really didn't have an idea of who he was. But then when I took over during the bowl practice, I mentioned to Coach Rule and mentioned to Coach Phil Simpson. They're like, oh, this dude, I don't know who he is, but he runs around. He's fast. He's athletic. And, you know, then we put him in the bowl game, you know, because I think that's what happens.
That's
you know,
okay, that's the wrong one. That's
that's Ochoa.
It's labeled wrong. It's okay.
That's okay. But that was the answer about Ochoa. Is there anything about Winery Williams?
That was the Winery one I have labeled here. So
wrong. So what he said about Winery was, I thought, that was his most interesting answer, just part of it. He said, okay, so he was just asked about Williams Winery's progress, and he said he's going to see the field. I can tell you that. He said that right off. I was like, okay.
So I'd hope so. Second year guy, 5-star.
Yeah.
And he's on the money list also.
Well, he's 100% on the money list. But he ended it by saying, if he keeps heading in the right direction, we're going to be excited about what Will continues to be, not what he is now. So he is a discussion. He's only 19. Sometimes those guys, you know how it is. I get it. It's interesting. They're paying him a lot of money, but he is only 19. So his best, and you know, when Sue came here, he wasn't a redshirt freshman, a dude yet, right?
Developmental football for the trenches is incredible.
But you see what's the complicator is the money. So people throwing money at him. So not, a lot of fans expect, okay, he's got to make an instant impact, but it doesn't always work that way. But the money complicates the discussion.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
if you had somebody that was just a redshirt freshman in the 90s that was like fourth in the depth chart, you thought nothing of it.
Nope.
Didn't think anything of it. It's like, how's he doing? He's developing really well. Be a good player for us. Really.
Yeah, might take him a little bit, though.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah. But it's different now. There's no doubt.
Because of the money and notoriety that comes with it.
Before we get to break, the place you like to go to in Lincoln for breakfast, brunch, and lunch is what, Bill?
The bird.
Bird
is the word. Bird.
Philbin's is for lunch and dinner. This is breakfast, brunch.
Bird is the word.
That was so funny yesterday. Philbin's?
Well, I said, nope, it's early bird.
Phil's doing a lot.
He is.
So, can you imagine worlds colliding?
Oh.
Can you imagine?
They do well together.
Can you imagine all of a sudden Phil and Jamie?
Oh.
All of a sudden. Like
Jamie
that,
Burrow.
All of a sudden, can you imagine seeing can't you just hear "We Are the World" playing in the background?
Yes,
something. As they come together and discuss culinary skills would be remarkable.
You want a variety of breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, French toast, pancakes, and more? You go to Early Bird, and don't forget the world famous Hash Hole, 19th and K in Lincoln. Stop by today and see him, Bird.
I talked to the tackling machine last night too. Swigert, talked to him also. And the first thing he talked about was, he goes, I'm so excited that Early Bird's back. And he goes, we're heading back down there.
Because he and Burrow are tackling machines.
They are. They both are.
Can you imagine those two worlds colliding?
Whoa.
What was the first thing that Swigert would say to him?
I was a safety.
The first thing. Just make sure we understand.
He cornered me in that bar in New York and said, Bill always says I was a linebacker. I was not. I was a safety.
He has to be the only person to lead their school in tackling and also be a scratch golfer. He's probably the only person.
Well, Swigert's
just scratch golfer.
Got a
scratch golfer.
So he came down in a box a lot, though, from the safety.
They would roll him down. Yeah, all of a sudden, sometimes. So they called 3 weak, he was down weak. They called 3 strong, he was down strong. And they knew he was the one that Peyton Manning would be IDing. He'd be like that. Swigert right.
Do you wear a neck roll?
Neck roll, yeah.
Safety with the neck roll.
Yes.
When we come back, interesting
better times
on the coaches poll. That is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.